BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Scott Mills' daily podcast for Wednesday. Is Lethal Bizzle stealing my style? Another round of our Instagram game. Is shaking someone's hand then sniffing your hand as offensive as we think it is? And Alex Levine on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott here. Ellie says yes, please, to an early Bumbleo Wednesday. Are you aware it's now referenced on the Bumbleo Wikipedia page? Oh, that's good. Finally recognised. It's slightly annoying me when I see, like, on a random Monday night, Lorraine Kelly dancing to Bumbleo, though, I've got to say.
Yeah, I know, and she doesn't really credit it properly, does she?
What did she want us to do?
She should be wearing T-shirts with our faces on.
I know. I saw it the other night.
It is Bumbleo Wednesday. Check this. Bumbleo Wikipedia. Since January 2014, Bumbleo Wednesday has become a feature on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1.
That's awesome.
Big up.
Also, stuff happening today, apart from an early Bumbleo, because I think we need it. Official chart update with me and Clara Amfo. Find out where your favourite song is in the chart this week. Find out what number one is at the midweek stage. Also happening today, Alice Levine on Real or No Real later, about 3:15. Love it when Alice is on. So it's Chris v Alice trying to work out the ones that are true facts and the ones that we just made up a few seconds ago. Also, the return of the Instagram game today. Guess who the famous celebrity is from a series of clues given to you by the voice of Instagram. Obviously, Instagram doesn't really work on the radio. So we have a guy who explains the photos and we have to guess who the famous is.
Hello. I'm the voice of Instagram.
That's him. He's coming later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people are saying the voice of Instagram is Jimmy Bullard. Ben from Morton. Dean from Swindon. Dominic in Cardiff. Gary. Tom in Chelmsford. Is the voice of Instagram Jimmy Bullard? Here's the voice of Instagram.
Hello. I'm the voice of Instagram.
And here's Jimmy Bullard.
I don't understand. It's a black lace shirt with a few buttons undone. What's the problem? But I'm not being funny. I know it's all BBC and all this game. I understand all that. But why can't we just go and have crack?
Why
go? What's the problem? What's the point? Well, you know what I mean? Okay, be fair. Lineker's got a free piece on. Alan Shearer done up. Why, what's this? Only a couple of buttons and it all goes ballistic.
Hello.
It's the same.
I'm the voice of Instagram.
Wow, it really does. But it's not the same person. But they do sound exactly the same.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There is a Bumbleo incoming, don't worry. Just if you're really kind of feeling Wednesday, I'm here to remind you, it's only 2 days to Friday.
You said it was going to be early doors. What's going on?
All right. God. We'll do it just after 1:30, yeah?
I need it.
I need it. That was Calvin Harris and Haim. We pray to God. You know Lethal Bizzle?
Yeah.
He's, he loves inventing a dance, doesn't he?
Mm.
Who can forget the Rari workout? And, some others that he's done over the years.
Good.
It's I was going to say U-turn, who, but that was Usher.
It's hardly going to be a category on Strictly, isn't it? And this week, the theme is Bizzle and his dance moves.
It's got a new one, though.
Yes, well, this is a great dance move, actually. It's called the Festa Skank. And my theory is that he has learnt this from you. He's been inspired by you on Strictly Come Dancing, when you were, of course, Uncle Festa.
Yeah. Bald head, the lot.
Yeah, do you remember the dance moves that he did?
How will I ever forget them?
Bizzle's copied it. Bizzle's new thing is the Festa Skank, and I'm almost certain it's been inspired by you.
But is it the same move?
It's similar, yeah. He sort of he kind of twitches around in the same way you did on Strictly. You know, quite jerky movements.
Don't think I could really put a copyright on that. I think it's been done before by the actual Adams family. But maybe he was sat there, like on a cold Saturday night, in his house, thinking, I love that.
Yeah.
Mills has done it.
I think it's happened.
It's called the Festa Skank. This song's been around for ages, though, but it's finally coming out as a single. Watch the video and see the similarities.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills here with the Instagram game coming up. We've not done it for a while. Basically, the voice of Instagram.
Hello. I'm the voice of Instagram.
Describes various photos from a celebrity's Instagram account, or as the voice of Instagram calls them,
the famous.
Which is a word that we're trying to make catch on for celebrities, which isn't really happening.
It's not
the famous,
is it?
The famous. So he will describe some of the photos from one person's account, We all play along, and there's 10 Scott Mills points. If you get it right. Okay, I mean, I think it's time. Everyone is saying they need it in their
yes.
life already.
Yes. Here we go. So key. All context has been lost.
It's just noises.
It's just a potato, darling.
Come on, Mills, give it to me.
Come on.
Come on.
You want it?
I really want it.
Bambolea!
Yes!
Bambolea! Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea!
Bambolea!
Happy Bumbleair Wednesday, everyone. We've made it to the midweek point of the week. Tell me why you're bumbleing so hard today, Chris.
I'll tell you why I'm bumbleing so hard, because Watford Football Club are top of the table. Yes!
Woo! I don't know what that means. Gemma and Derby bumbleoing a Swede off. Bumbleoing in the van right now. Mr. Monk, how formal, off of Bristol.
Troy Deeney bumbleoing his perfectly formed nut off right now.
I don't know who that is. Max near Winchester. Blaring Bumbleo out from his tractor, moving some soil. Darren the postman at work, frantically bumbleoing his sack empty.
What?
In Spilsby, he's a postman.
Bumbleo.
Buzzing, I thought I missed it, says Pete in Sheffield. I told you it was going to be early today. Where are you?
Where are you?
8-1-1-9. Feels good, this. Gaz in Kent, there he is. Nut off.
Oh, pick up Gaz in Kent.
Brian in Bristol says, oh, I loved the pause today. Best one ever. Joel Hill, he's on board. Juliet James, bumbleoing away in French class. Everyone else looks quite confused. Let them in on the secret. Bumbleoing from Japan is Shin.
Whoa.
It's 10:30 p.m. That deserves a clappy bit, clappy bit. Nabil says, I didn't see that bumbleo Wednesday coming. Oh, it's going too fast. Helena says, yes, last Bumbleo Wednesday before finals tomorrow. Last day in the library ever.
Can we not pull up? No, it's probably too much, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Too much of a good thing.
Andy in Stoke, Matt in his post van, Ruth in Canterbury in her university room, and Charlie in North London, also in his work van.
Blazing! So good, Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for the Instagram game, which we do now and again. So what we've done is the team have looked at some famous people on Instagram. That's their job.
And there's a big team doing this as well,
there
in case
isn't.
You're wondering. A team of 15 people scouring Instagram.
30 people have been looking at Instagram all morning. No, they haven't. It's a very small team, actually. But they have been looking at famous people, and they've picked out two celebrities. We have to guess who the celebrities are from their fabulous lives on Instagram. There are five photos from the same celebrity's account. We guess who they are from their Insta pics. But because it's radio, the photos won't work. So we've got the voice of Instagram here to describe the photos.
Hello, I'm the voice of Instagram.
And obviously we can't name the famous person. So from here on in, they are called...
The famous.
The famous.
The famous.
10 Scott Mills points for each one you get correct. So it's me against Chris. Play along at home. Here's our first clue.
The famous is surrounded by topless male strippers in tight trousers and bow ties. They appear to be loving life. Valencia filter.
It's hen party vibes, isn't it?
Could be. It could be someone that's like hired the butlers in the buff or something. Who would do that? Lauren Pope.
But, oh, exactly. It's the kind of person that would want to put a picture up of them with said butlers as well. Like, it excites them.
But then also, it's something that I can imagine someone like Alan Carr doing.
Yeah.
On his Instagram, do you know what I mean?
My initial thoughts go between two people, Rylan and Charlotte Crosby.
Okay, so that's the level we're at, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Alan Carr. And what are you saying, Rylan?
I'm going to go Charlotte Crosby, Scott.
Okay. Next clue, please, voice of Instagram.
It is the famous his first ever post on Instagram. They are casually chatting to President Obama. They appear to be loving life. No filter.
Okay, so their first ever post is talking to the president.
Oh, this is really tricky, because I was adamant that it was going to be sort of a Charlotte Crosby-ish level person, but it's not, is it? It's got to be someone bigger. In fact, I'm thinking someone who seems like a right laugh because of the strippers thing, but also would be chatting to the president. What about the First Lady, Michelle Obama?
No, I'm sorry. Michelle Obama would not be in a picture with topless male strippers and bow ties.
I don't know. I saw a video of her dancing to Uptown Funk the other day.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And also, imagine my surprise when I was watching on Sky Living The Biggest Loser the other day. All of the contestants get to go to the White House and suddenly the doors open and it's like, hello, and there's Michelle Obama in her sweatpants.
It's a bit weird.
Ready to do an exercise class with the rest of the contestants.
It's a little bit similar to, say, Prince Philip going on, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
It is a bit, yes.
Listen, I'm going to go Michelle Obama on this one. I'm not sure if she's on Instagram, but I think the strippers thing's feasible.
I am going to go for, who would be chatting to Obama? It could be, I don't know, Taylor Swift.
The famous is posing backstage at a gig with Nick Jonas. They appear to be loving life. Ludwig Filter.
That clue doesn't really add much, does it? Someone who's met Nick Jonas.
It could be Joe Jonas, star of Married to Jonas.
But do you think more likely than Taylor Swift?
On E! Channel. Probably yes, because brothers.
Okay.
I'm saying Joe Jonas, you?
Right. I'm sticking with Obama.
The famous is standing at the top of a hill overlooking an idyllic landscape. They are dressed in a long white gown with a tiara in their hair. They are passionately kissing a man in a sharp suit. They are definitely loving life. No filter.
So this is someone that maybe got married?
Yeah.
Kim and Kanye.
Definitely a lady, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Long white gown, I'm thinking tiara. This is the first clue where we can really establish that.
But maybe they're not getting married. Maybe it's like for a pop video or something.
Yes.
So they're pretending to get married for a video.
I'm inclined to say Taylor Swift now. I might move away from Michelle Obama.
Can we have another clue, please, voice of Instagram?
The famous is backstage at ITV's Loose Women, warming up their voice by singing their chart-topping pop song. In their arms, they bounce their nine-month-old baby girl. Needless to say, they appear to be loving life. Mayfair Filter.
Loose Women has kind of changed things again for me.
Well, has it? Because I can imagine Taylor Swift on Loose Women. She would love it. Imagine, that's what I imagine Swift, Lord.
No.
Who else are they mates with? I imagine it to be like Loose Women round a table.
No, Taylor Swift would not go on Loose Women, I'm sorry.
Would she not?
No.
I thought she'd be all about that. A nice cup of tea in hand.
Absolutely not.
Discuss how awful men are.
She's like the world's biggest pop star. No offence to Loose Women, but I can't see it happening.
No? Have you been on Loose Women?
No.
I'm sure at one point we were trying to get you on there.
There was an exchange with Cara McGiffin, but it never happened.
Do you know what? I'd love to go on with you.
We'd be great on there.
Yeah.
We had a couple of drinks before.
Yes. I've got a few things that I'd like to bring up about Loose Women, actually.
That's for another time. So this person is warming up their voice, singing their chart-topping song, and bouncing their nine-month-old baby girl. Who's had a baby?
Oh, that's the big clue here, isn't it?
They're with Joe Jonas. They're chatting to President Obama. They're surrounded by male strippers.
They're having a good year.
They're having a great time, aren't they?
I can't think who...
I think I know who it is.
Yes?
I think, because of the baby thing, I think it's Kelly Clarkson.
Well, I've got nothing better than that. That seems good to me.
Voice of Instagram is the famous Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, you're right. It's Kelly Clarkson. This is
my heartbeat. Yes, it is. Good work by me.
Well done, Scott.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Thanks. Right, we'll do another one with another famous in a minute. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. James in Birmingham says Taylor Swift's been on Loose Women. Has she? Christopher Hemel's Hempstead and Craig in Somerset both got Kelly Clarkson. So did Frankie in Essex. Oh, also, it was Kevin Jonas who starred in Married to Jonas. I get them confused. We're playing the Instagram game on BBC Radio 1. The voice of Instagram is reading out descriptions of a famous's Instagram photos because you can't see them on the radio. All these Instagram photos are from the same person. Let's have our first clue.
The famous is shirtless in a hotel room. They are taking a selfie. They don't appear to be lacking in self-confidence. No filter.
Oh, this will be the normal suspects here. Bieber.
Do you reckon?
Always shirtless.
Are we sure this isn't one that's accidentally gone out to the followers? You see that happen every now and then. A private photo that's gone out.
Oh, I see what you mean.
A swift message saying you've been hacked.
Yeah, I appear to have been hacked.
it's happened before. I noticed someone from Made in Chelsea had one a couple of weeks ago. Which was an interesting one. She then, I think, claimed it was a hack.
Oh.
But it was a bizarre picture, which I'd really like to show you, actually, just to get your initial thoughts.
Oh.
That accidentally went up on Instagram.
Okay.
There's a lot to go at there, including look at what's on the TV in the background.
Poor Hollywood's on the TV. Is that her feet?
That swiftly went up on Instagram. But I believe it was a hack.
Right, of course, yeah. Oh, wow.
But that happens.
I wasn't expecting that.
And that's what I'm saying is perhaps the first message if they are shirtless.
So who are you saying?
So I might go for someone else from Made in Chelsea because they're quite keen on
Spencer.
Let's go Spenny.
Spenny.
Spenny. I'm going Justin Bieber next.
The famous is meeting a nun. He appears to be trying to win her round to his way of thinking in a passionate argument. Valencia filter.
So this is someone quite feisty. Is it Jimmy Bullard?
That would be great.
Because he would try and win an argument with anyone, even if it was a nun.
He's obviously someone who keeps himself tidy.
Yeah.
He looks all right. Right, he's happy to put a picture of himself on Instagram topless.
Is it Cristiano Ronaldo?
It could be Cristiano Ronaldo.
Let's have another clue.
The famous is having a fan pic with England manager Roy Hodgson. The famous appears to be delighted. No filter.
This is a great shout. Ronaldo's a great shout.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Loves a selfie, always got his top off. But would he be impressed by having a fan pic with Roy Hodgson?
I think it's sarcastic.
Oh.
I think it would be like, lol, that I'm the greatest player in the world and I'm having a picture with Roy Hodgson. It's a bit like if you went and had a photo with the Chuckle Brothers. It's like...
Slightly sarcastic,
yeah.
Okay.
You meet some of the most famous people in the world, right, with your job. You've interviewed Taylor Swift, everyone, big people, yet you want a photo of the Chuckle Brothers.
So you're saying the famous appears to be delighted in the photo because they're slightly Mickey taking.
Yeah. Although I would love a photo with Roy Hodgson.
I think we need another clue, but I'm saying Ronaldo at the moment.
The famous is on an American chat show. They are kissing an enormous white dog lovingly on the forehead. No filter.
It sounds like it could be the American version of The One Show. You know, where like you get a big star on, they ultimately have to like stroke a badger or something.
I know. So this clue that they've put in, I think the enormous white dog is
it's important.
Us. Yeah, but I can't think of anyone famous with a massive white dog.
No.
I think it's supposed to help us, that clue.
No, so we're trying to think of celebrities who love in the dogs.
And Roy Hodgson. Who post shirtless in a hotel room and have arguments with nuns.
Claire Balding. She loves dogs. She was doing crafts recently.
Shirtless in a hotel room?
I know, it's a curveball, but as I said, it might have been an accident. I'm going Balding.
Okay, Claire Balding.
The next clue will help.
Voice of Instagram?
The famous is in a wacky pose and is dressed head to toe in an ill-fitting retro West Ham United football kit. Valencia filter.
Oh, they love their football, don't they?
West Ham United. It's a West Ham fan. A retro shirt.
You have to help me out on this.
I've seen Katy Perry in a West Ham shirt.
Oh.
Could be her.
Why would Katy Perry be in a West Ham shirt?
Because Russell Brand used to be a West Ham fan.
Well, she wouldn't be now, would she?
No, but it's a retro shirt. Could be an old photo.
Slight problem.
Go on.
It's a bloke. The clue being, he appears to be trying to win round the nun to his way of thinking with a passionate argument, so it's a boy.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of West Ham fans. Now, for some reason, I think Joe Swash is a West Ham fan.
On an American chat show.
That's what I mean. Doesn't make sense. But
shirtless in a hotel room.
Russell Brand. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Brand would have been an American... chat show.
Okay. Yeah, he would.
He loves an argument.
West Ham.
Yes.
Selfie, hotel room.
I think we've got this.
Not lacking in self-confidence.
It's been a good journey this, Scott. We've gone from Spencer, Made in Chelsea, to Cristiano Ronaldo, to Claire Balding, to Katy Perry, to Russell Brand.
It's a very eclectic mix.
It is.
Voice of Instagram, is it Russell Brand?
Yes, that's right. It's Russell Brand.
Yes!
Yes!
Two right on this game today. Let us know how you did on 81199. That was the Instagram game. Good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Klinganda.
This is
BBC
Radio 1.
Klinganda to you. It's Bumble Air Wednesday and this is Scott Mills.
Keep your gland, your gander clean. No, it doesn't even work.
Okay, coming up, we've got Twin Atlantic and Indiana. Getting any sleep at the moment, Chris?
Not much. I enjoyed St. Paddy's Day last night.
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't really go in last night, but I know that you had a couple of cans.
Because I tend to text you, and I was aware I was texting all sorts of nonsense last night. And I did a tweet, which I then had to delete at the time, because I was aware that I would get a lot of abuse for it the next day.
How long was it up there before you deleted it?
It was up there 2 or 3 minutes, enough that I got a lot of whos.
And do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, so I got a bit involved in last night, got a bit emotional, then came across some Irish videos, some Irish music
this.
Videos.
Always does this.
And was listening to a group called The Cause. And basically I put on Twitter, I got emotional and was just like, The Cause were so good, weren't they? I put this on Twitter, received a lot of abuse, then thought, actually, I shouldn't really leave this on Twitter anymore.
But I think they might have been quite good at the time.
Do you reckon?
We are so young now.
It's proper old school.
Back in the day.
But it was because St. Patrick's Day and everything. So, yeah, that happened.
So you spent your St. Patrick's Day having a couple of cans listening to The Cause.
Yeah, and there was a good Watford result last night. So all in all, it was a big night.
Very good. I've got some, well, potentially fantastic news to share. Tomorrow, playing Innuendo Bingo is Charlie King off of Used to Be on TOWIE.
Yes.
No, Rot, stop it.
No, I'm not allowed to say anything now, I've been told. So
he's a great guest.
He is, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. He's a top bloke as well. So Charlie's on tomorrow, but imagine my surprise when on Twitter last night, I get a message from the governess off of The Chase.
I saw this. Yes, this was a hazy memory of mine last night. The chaser herself.
So she's put, did you actually say last week that you'd like me on Innuendo Bingo, or are my friends lying to me? Now, Anne Hegarty, off of The Chase, doesn't have a blue tick right now, so I was a bit sceptical, but I can confirm it's actually her, and she's very keen to be on Innuendo Bingo.
Oh,
so
wow, I didn't think it was real.
We've gone direct to the governess herself.
Okay, so we're going to go for the governess then. Is that decided? Because the other chase is on there.
Yes, but she can get us to the Beast.
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying. Ideally, I think we should get them all. The Beast, the governess, all of them are, if we could get all of them, it'd be awesome. Sorry, I've just realised what we're talking about. Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, imagine it, though. Oh, and maybe if Walsh can pop up as well.
Oh, it would be epic. Honestly, I love my job. So, we'll start with Hegarty and we'll move backwards from there. Oh, this is so good. So, Anne's on. Anyway, she just needs a time. I've got her email. So, it's all great. Future Innuendo Bingo appears to be happening. Someone's wanting me to play the Golden Globes theme.
Let's go home.
Let's play another song. I'm over talking. Here's Eminem and Sia. Oh, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. All the fans of The Chase have been on asking for, a massive response to the governess potentially being on.
Oh, it'd be incredible. Can you imagine us all just sitting there?
And The Beast, obviously, is getting a bit of love. If you've never watched The Chase, this will mean absolutely nothing to you. But we're really keen to get these people on Innuendo Bingo. Mm. And I have got the hotmail of of the governess, so we're good to go.
I didn't say that because you've probably just given away the email address.
Well, it's not thegoverness@hotmail.com.
Is it not?
No, it's not.
I wish it was.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have just said that.
I've got the hotmail address of the governess.
But then people are saying, well, if you get in The Beast and the governess, you've got to get the cinema as well. And if we're getting the Beast, the Governess and the Cinnamon, we've got to get the Dark Destroyer. Okay, yes. Leave it with me.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember earlier this week we had this fact on Real or No Real?
Scientists have found that after shaking hands with someone, people will tend to sniff their fingers, but not realise they've done it.
And apparently...
that one's real.
Now, I did question this at the time, because even though these scientists have found that this is true, and that most people, after shaking hands with someone, will give their hands a little sniff directly after the shake, I can't see this being right.
No.
Because if you did, people would absolutely hate you. It's so offensive.
Also, you'd just notice it, wouldn't you? You would...
If someone went after shaking my hand, I would know.
And I can't really think that I do this. But then the point is you don't realise that you're doing it, right?
But apparently, according to Real or No Real, and we never doubt these facts, that one is real. So I thought that we would do a little science experiment here on the 8th floor at Radio 1 and 1 Extra to test this out. But can I just tell you now, this was the worst thought through science experiment ever. So I wanted you to just go up to a random in the office.
Well, let's start there. So, of course, the science experiment involves me going and doing it. You want something tested, so yes, I will go and test it.
I was in charge of the phone filming.
Of course.
So Chris goes up to somebody. I mean, it's a mixture of people. Some people we've never met before. One of our bosses is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And just some poor people that were looking busy in the office.
Not poor people. Like, you make it sound like... Don't offend them like that.
No, I didn't
just
mean...
some poor-looking people that we saw on the other side of the office.
Help me, I'm poor. No, not... I mean, the poor people because you went up to them.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. These poor, poor people. So Chris goes up to someone, shakes their hand... and then has a bit of a sniff of his hand. It's really offensive. So picture the scene. There you are. You are sat there in the office. Someone like Chris, for instance, here comes and shakes your hand, makes some small talk, and then sniff. And then you watch as he sniffs his hand after he's withdrawn his hand away from yours.
Mm.
It's really offensive. Remember, this is science. This is what they say. Most people do it. We didn't think it out because we didn't think about the small talk that you have to make.
Yeah.
So Chris ends up saying things like, nice view you've got here.
Hello.
Hey.
You all right? How's it going? So I'm Chris.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Sniffs the hand.
Get a nice view here.
Yeah, nice view.
I guess the point was, at this exact moment, we then looked to them to see if they sniff their hand.
And they didn't.
Right, because they should, because we both shake hands. I will sniff my hand. Will they sniff theirs?
I mean, some people did not take it well. If you want to see these videos on the Radio 1 Facebook right now, Radio 1 Facebook, look as Chris sniffs his hand and that poor woman from that corner of the office we
yes.
never go into.
No, we never go in there.
And we won't go in there again because they don't want to be friends with us. They're the people that make programmes, but they do the programming for the BBC iPlayer. So we don't normally go around there.
In fact, we're a very noisy neighbour to them.
That poor lady. We are a noisy neighbour, yeah. They hate us. More so now.
They probably can hear this.
All right, Joe.
One extra.
We're in one extra now. Massive sniff.
I am editing a Diplo mix for DJ Target Shop on extra on Friday.
That's me laughing. What's also more offensive is... another member of the team appears in shot with some antibacterial hand gel, and then you wipe your hands together after you've shaken their hand, which makes it worse. I mean, you can try this in your office, but as you can see, it's quite badly thought out. All we thought about was Chris goes up, shake their hand, sniffs it, get some antibac. We didn't think of... like the nuts and bolts of the rest of it.
No, so I guess if you want to see science, Radio 1 Facebook right now, the video's there, it explains everything much better.
Charlie in London says, I have the feeling the video will erupt my cringe glands, but I still want to watch. Go for it, Radio 1 Facebook right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you need a cringe moment to break up your day, Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter is where you find the video of Chris shaking hands with people in her office, some of them he doesn't really know very well, and then sniffing his hand directly after shaking theirs. Awful. Doing all right, though, on Twitter and the Facebooks. That was Wilkinson. We're ready for the afterglow. Oh, yes. It's Alice Levine.
Yes, Gaga, yes.
Slay.
How are you?
You right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yes, it's good. It's all good here. It's our Wednesday appointment with Alice on Real or No Real. Are you ready?
You all seem in a really good mood. Yeah, I'm ready.
Skepta spent last night tweeting pictures of monobrows to distract people from his own.
Now, Skepta there, who does famously have a monobrow himself.
I wasn't aware of it.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it's just the one eyebrow there.
Does that really happen? I've never really clocked monobrows before.
I feel like monobrows, are they still on? I thought they were a bit 90s monobrows.
No, they're still on. Some people just don't shave that bit.
Alice, have you got a monobrow? No, you haven't.
Well, for girls it's okay because you can sometimes sweep your hair over the brow area and then you don't see whether it's mono or duo.
You can't ask Alice Levine if she's got a monobrow.
I don't think I have. Tell me, honestly.
No, you haven't. No, there's clear separation. You've got a clear thigh gap.
Mercy buckets. I don't know if it would distract people from his own to post pictures of other ones.
I don't think this has worked because we are now discussing Skepta's monobrow.
Exactly.
So I don't think we've been distracted at all.
We didn't know about it before.
No, it's drawn us in.
So, Skepta, did he post a series of people with monobrows to detract from his own monobrow, real or no real?
I love that you've said famously he has one. I thought he was known for his music, but no, he's known for being hirsute. I'm going to say I would have heard about this because I got my finger on the pulse, so I'm going to say no real.
The monobrowed rapper Skepta there. I don't think this is real because if this was made up, we are drawing a lot of attention to Skepta's monobrow, which might be rude. So I think this is no real.
That one is real.
That's what he did last night. He does have a monobrow and posted a series of people with monobrows as an act of solidarity.
I meant real. That's really annoying.
Do you know what, though? We can sort that out. Because when FKA Twigs came into the live lounge for me, she was having, like, her eyebrows bleached and a moustache bleached. Oh. So we could have it sorted even when he popped in here.
What, so can we have that for another fact? FKA Twigs has a moustache.
She was having something bleached. That's casting aspersions, isn't it?
Quick bit of housekeeping. Did you say real or no real there?
I said no real.
No real, okay.
We're both wrong, I think.
You messed that up, didn't you, Chris?
Massively so.
And next.
Simon Cowell's house is so swish that he has a shower which only runs on sparkling water.
Swish.
Now that is a waste. I mean, that's a lot of sparkling water in your shower. And I think that's a waste of money and not very good for the environment.
Unless he's got, you know, like in a pub where you get the stream, like the soda stream thing. So maybe he's just got one of those hooked up so he can choose Fanta, sparkling water, other orange sparkly drinks are available, etc.
However, I do quite fancy showering with sparkling water just to see what it's like.
Oh, no.
It's probably good for the skin.
Thank you, dermatologist.
Do we think Simon Cowell has a bucket shower? You know, one of those, it's a bucket. You pull on the string, the bucket comes down. So he just fills up the bucket with the sparkling water.
No.
No?
He'll have a top of the range shower.
He'll have a rainforest shower, you know, and it's like a huge shower head.
He'll have ones with, you know, like if you go into a really, really fancy hotel and there's too many things to turn. It's like, well, what are all those, please?
Absolutely. And you can't make it go hot. So you end up having a really weak, cold shower because you can't work it out.
But he does have black toilet roll.
Yeah. You've said this before.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that. Gross.
So I wouldn't put him past a sparkling water shower. Alice Levine, real or no real?
I agree with you. What a waste of a good sparkling water. And also, I think, unpleasant. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
It is no real, but we do have it on good authority that it is possible to shower with sparkling water. And next.
Yoda from Star Wars and Miss Piggy from The Muppets are voiced by the same person.
Say what?
Now, this is a good one if it's real. This is one that you will tell your mates in the pub.
Yoda from Star Wars. Which one's that? Is that that little gremlin thing?
The one that speaks in the wrong order, right? That screen big it is. Isn't that Yoda?
Yes, like Will from The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Like you, Alice.
Absolutely. That's the one, I think. That little green crinkly man, yeah.
And then you've got Miss Piggy, of course.
She's quite high as well, isn't she? She's quite nasal.
Hi, I'm Miss Piggy.
Like that.
That was half you, half Miss
Piggy. Hi, I'm Miss Piggy.
I mean, you'd assume it's a professional voice actor who could put on different voices for different things.
Can't be the same one, though, surely.
How much work would you get out of being Yoda? And how much would you get out of being Miss Piggy? Like, it can't take up that much of your time. Do you think you've got another job as well?
I reckon it's a voice artist that would do, like, hundreds of different voices.
Sure, okay.
So, real or no real, Miss Piggy and Yoda voiced by the same person, Chris.
I think real.
I want it to be true so bad that I'm going to say... Real.
That one's real.
Yes.
So the voice is by a man called Frank Oz, who also does the voices for Bert and Cookie Monster in Sesame Street.
Oh, yes.
What a talent. So here's Miss Piggy.
What a night this is for stargazers. Two giants of the show business galaxy surrounding a heavenly body.
And here's Yoda.
And where you should not. For my ally is the Force.
So, yeah, same person.
Same, same.
Yeah. Sounds exactly the same. And finally, your last fact today on Real or No Real.
Spider-Man actress Emma Stone convinced her parents to let her pursue acting by showing them a PowerPoint presentation.
This sounds like something I would have done at the age of
11. Oh, God, yes, definitely, definitely.
I can imagine if I, like, wanted to join the Brownies or go to, like, swimming club, I'd be like, I've formed a small slideshow. Step this way.
Here's why. Did you have a blackboard?
Yeah, definitely had a blackboard.
Did you used to pretend to take class with your teddies and stuff like that?
Yeah, that happened. You know when people always say, oh, when you were younger, did you think you'd have a radio show? Or did you think you'd be on TV? Me and my brother didn't, but we used to act out adverts.
Wow.
So we'd one of us would do the theme music and the other one would do, like, the actions.
Can you remember what adverts you used to act out?
Well, because we listened to a lot of local radio. It was like local glazing companies and like local insurance
Mills
companies.
Mills does a cracking local radio impression, like an advert. You can do these a lot. You're like, Bob's Windows.
Bob's Tiles. Or no, it's like, hey, where did you get that really nice sofa? I got it from Bob's Sofas on the High Street. Where was that? Bob's Sofas on the High Street. That's right, Bob's Sofas on the High Street.
That's why Mills is actually the voice of loads of local adverts.
Is he like the voice of Miss Piggy?
He does loads of them.
What was that number again?
Plenty of free parking.
They always had free parking.
Yeah. Bouncy castle for the kids.
Come on then, Levine. Give us one.
Mortgage Point. 924-0404. Mortgage point.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I remember that one. Emma Stone did a PowerPoint presentation about why she should move to Los Angeles to her parents.
We've got to go different on one of them.
Yeah, well, I think that she's now, like, beautiful, successful Hollywood actress, but I do think she's got a bit of the kind of the geeky swat in her, like my good self, not just because she's a redhead. I'm going to say she probably did. I'm going to say real.
Okay, I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yes, apparently the presentation featured slides on why she should move to LA and had Hollywood by Madonna as a soundtrack. I'm sure that she told us that when she came in, when we did an interview. At the end of that round of Real or No Real with Alice Levine.
I got 20, Alice got 30.
Hoo-ha!
Yes, you won again.
Better and better each week.
Back on the radio this weekend then.
Shall we? Saturday and Sunday 1 till 4?
Lush.
All right, don't you?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. And Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 is Charlie King off of Used to Be on The Only Way is Essex.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.